All right, we are here with Jeremy Johnson. She is the Marketplace Manager for the Better Business Bureau in the Northwest and Pacific regions. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
So you reached out to me because there is an interesting new scam going on, and it's actually pretty aggressive and pretty slick. It's called tab nabbing. Explain to me just in brief what this concept is.
Well, tab nabbing is an interesting phishing scam, which means that scammers are phishing for your information. But what's interesting is it plays on so many of us, because what it actually is when you're surfing the web or you're working and you have multiple tabs open, which many of us do. We open our email and then jet over to look at something else. What happens is scammers can hack into your computer and they'll take one of the tabs that you're not using at the current time, and they will change the look of it and to their page. So you may hop back over and it looks like, oh, your email, you've been logged out, and you'll log back in, and what you've just done is given scammers your email and your login information to your email account.
Now, you mentioned it's very subtle changes. What kind of things should people be looking for when they go back into an inactive tab?
You know, one thing is a lot of times just subtle changes. Maybe you may see a grammatical error. Look at the address. All of a sudden, the IP address may look a little different. Just some things like that that just don't look quite right.
And, you know, a lot of times when you look up into the browser, depending on which browser you use, there's usually a little green highlighted symbol in the web address bar, and you can click on it and see if it's a secure connection or a not secure connection. Is that something that would change to from going from an insecure connection to a secure connection or vice versa?
You know, I'm not exactly sure on how the IP address would be affected, but I do know when you are surfing the web or looking at sites, if you find a site that says HTTPS, that means that site is secure. So when you are moving to unsecure sites, which not all unsecure sites are a scam site, that just may mean that business and organization has not encrypted their site properly. So yes, you definitely want to be looking at that as well.
And, you know, let's say someone doesn't catch it, they input this information, is all lost, or is there some recourse for them?
You know, what is hard is you think, okay, well, what if they got my email address and my password? Well, once you get into your email, so many things are in there, whether it's your bank account statement or a variety of things. So it really can be damaging. And one thing is unfortunately with so many of these scams, once people hack into your information or your data, they can really do a lot of damage, and it's really hard to get those funds back or to get your information back.
And just general tips for people as they're surfing. Obviously, you know, we can't just keep one tab open all the time. Sometimes we need to be bouncing around. So what are some extra measures in addition to just watching the page? What are some extra things that people can do maybe to manipulate their browser so they're not as susceptible?
Well, you know, one thing is yeah, sometimes it is very hard to not use multiple tabs, but maybe just thinking about not leaving your bank account tab open or your email tab open. Maybe shutting those down as well. And, you know, just take a couple seconds if you are bouncing around and take a quick look and make sure everything looks the same that it did before. And if you have been logged out when you feel like you should still be logged in, definitely take a second and look at what is going on or what that page looks like.
And I did think of another question here. Let's say, you know, you realize, hey, this has changed, and I think this is now fraudulent or it's a scam. Can you just close completely out of the browser and be okay? Or what do you need to do if you catch it?
You know, I would close out of the browser, and I would close down probably every other tab and just make sure, because that does mean your computer's been hacked. So it probably would be in your best interest to close all those tabs and maybe shut off your computer and disconnect it from your network for a short period of time.
And, you know, I guess moving forward, do we have any indication of how this has impacted Idaho or East Idaho specifically?
You know, it is a hard scam to track in ways because some people may not even know they've been a victim to it. They just know that all of a sudden they've been a victim of identity theft and they don't know how it actually happened. So as far as real statistics for Idaho or any other state, we don't have secure and real specific statistics.
All right, well, we've been here with Jeremy Johnson. She's the Marketplace Manager for the Better Business Bureau for the Northwest and Pacific regions. And she's been talking with us about a new scam called tab nabbing and how to avoid falling victim to that. Thank you so much.